take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
For man also knoweth not. What do you not know this time? See, your days are numbered. Did you know that? And you don't know. You don't know. There's an appointed day for you to meet your Maker, but you don't know what that day is. He says, for a man also knoweth not his time. As the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare. He said, that fish didn't know it was going to get caught that day. And he says, that's you and that's me. One day there's a net coming for us. We don't know when it's coming. We're going to be going about our merry way. When people ask me, why are you starting that church in Vancouver? And why are you starting a Spanish ministry later on, maybe next year? And why are you trying to preach more sermons and get more soul winning and do more? Why are you doing it? Why are you living your life that way? Here's why. Because my time is short. And I will be judged by what I do with it. That's how you get ready to die. And if you get to the end of your life and waste it, it will be, just mark it down, it will be because you pursued things that don't transfer over at death.